Early in their careers, alto saxophonists Lee Konitz and John LaPorta both studied with pianist Lenny Tristano, an early champion of cool jazz on the East Coast. Konitz went on to become a leading jazz improviser, recording widely in various settings. John LaPorta, after a stint with Charles Mingus in the 1950s, spent 30 years teaching young musicians at Boston's Berklee College of Music. A new Konitz recording and a LaPorta reissue are now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Alto saxophonist Lee Konitz and drummer Matt Wilson from their duo CD Gong with Wind Suite on Steeplechase. There have been other and usually rip-roaring jazz saxophone and drum duos, but this one is eerily low-key. Where, say, drummer Han Benink works to surround or push his many duo partners, Matt Wilson stays mostly in the shadows. At times, he's like a disembodied hand reaching out from behind a curtain to play lightly as a ghost. As Matt Wilson is one of New York's more respected drummers and co-billed as leader here, his quietude is all the more curious. But his choices make sense. By sticking to one cymbal or drum for long stretches and playing sparsely even when using the whole kit, he reduces his part to something like a single line on an equal footing with linear saxophone. Lee Konitz is one of the great living jazz musicians, both for his beautifully plaintive tone and his lifelong commitment to avoiding cliches and really improvising. Another reason drummer Matt Wilson plays quietly is out of respect for Konitz's intense concentration. In a way, his playing vindicates the East Coast cool school that nurtured him five decades ago. The long, snaking lines that propelled that music then struck some folks as wimpy, but a lot of it still sounds fresh now. John LaPorta on alto saxophone with Louis Mucci on trumpet, 1956. It's from the CD Theme and Variations on the Fantasy label, reviving two 1950s LaPorta LPs, one getting its first release. Like Lee Konitz, John LaPorta had studied with Lenny Tristano, who valued Bach as a model for lucid, improvised counterpoint, and who mistrusted displays of transient emotions while improvising, aiming to express a deeper level of feeling. But cool musicians were less about repressing their emotions than about expanding their options as improvisers. The entwined lines and other fancy stuff were intended to make the music more expressive, not less. Here's trombonist Sonny Russo with LaPorta's Octet. Thank you. As a composer, John LaPorta could also get a bit hot. He'd played in and written for Woody Herman's explosive post-war band. But he was always a thinker, keeping some cool principles close at hand, like the idea that a melody could develop over a long time, even when interrupted, and that two interwoven lines could be better than one. On his concertina for clarinet, his solo clarinet and a light harmonized horn section stay in balance, each focused on its own long development. With its lighter timbres, cool jazz didn't always weigh that much, but its structures were built to last.